T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that Heartbreak Hotel.
Jota Cameron, John Ritchie. We go from Elvis to Howard. But first, let me tell you, 12:45 today, if you missed it earlier this morning, 12:45 today, we will play in its entirety the Nick Sirianni interview from this morning with Angelo. So Sirianni wrapping up the season with Angelo. You'll hear that coming up in 45 minutes. All right, our buddy Howard Eskin, brought to us as always by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and other things. Catch all the playoff action at FWAT, your local game day headquarters. Dine in or take out, and I've taken out many times during the playoffs. Whether it's the big game or any of these playoff games, it's great dine out for the region's best game day food. For the menu, full menu, go to FWAT.com, FWOT.com. King, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I am just great. I just finished my daily banana, and it was delicious.
Come on, Howard.
You ought to try it once in a while, Joe.
Well, that's my intent. I mean, you know.
You're pathetic. You just had a strawberry a few years ago, the first time in your life.
Yep.
Haven't had bananas. I mean, what did you eat as a child? What did you do, run by the trees and just pick off the leaves and eat the leaves?
I
mean, what the hell did you do?
It was not good.
Shepherd's pie, apparently.
Yeah, shepherd's pie.
Spaghetti and shepherd's
pie. I'm trying to get healthier, Howard. I got a lot of issues.
You dress like you're 4 years old. You eat like you haven't had anything because you're only 4 years old. You're unbelievable.
Well, you're not wrong about that. All right, King, let's get to it. Sirianni. I know you've been pro Sirianni, but you got to be somewhat concerned with how the season ended. What do you make of Nick Sirianni's season?
I think Nick Sirianni is going to be a better coach. I think he became a good coach. It's only his first year. I know you buried him at the beginning, but he's creative. He's got the players' respect, and they like him. And I think he is creative. You know, I heard you whining. You know what? I got to get some cheese from the Bruno Brothers and just bring in so much to go with all the wine that you guys do. It's pathetic. You know, Jalen Hurts didn't play the way a quarterback needs to play let alone in a playoff game, but in a game against a good team. And you're blaming Seward. What do you want him to do? Be a magician with what he has? You don't like Rager, and you're right with that. Nobody, I mean, Rager is brutal.
Yep. Yep.
So I still think he's going to be
here. So you like Sirianni. Let's take on the Hurts thing then, Howard.
The Hurts thing. He throws to there's nobody to throw to, because if they double Devontae Smith, and once in a while you'll find Goddard who gets open in the middle when he moves around. Jalen Hurts, I don't believe, is very good at pre-snap reads. He doesn't go through all his progressions in not all cases, but in a lot of cases. He's got to grow as a quarterback. Is he okay? Yeah, he got better, but he's got to grow. So everybody wants to blame the coaches. Players make plays. And I'm not going to criticize Nick Sirianni. He gets down because, again, the defense didn't get it done. So you're down, 17-0 at the half. And Jalen Hurts had a chance to get him close, but he's too late on the deep balls. And the safety, and I've seen it enough times this year, where it gives the safety time to get over. And that's happened multiple times this year. So you're going to blame Sirianni for that? I think Nick Sirianni was the best coaching hire in the offseason. Next to Ron Rivera, he's the best coach in the division. And I think he's done a really good job, and I think he's going to get better as a coach. And I like Nick Sirianni because now he's implanted, he's got his feet wet, he knows what he's got to do, and yeah, he's confident in what he does. And I think he's going to be I don't know how good a coach, but I would say he's a good coach right now, and he will be a better coach.
I agree with that. Now, is Nick Sirianni more sold on Jalen Hurts than Howie Roseman is?
Well, and I know you guys made the point, and I guess, you know, he came right out of the chute yesterday. They all knew that question was going to come next yesterday. It's not rocket science to think, well, somebody asked the question. Yeah, you're going to ask the question, and you're going to ask it multiple times.
Yeah.
But Sirianni came right out of the chute. He's my quarterback.
But only after Howie had addressed it. You know, I don't know that Sirianni handles it that way if Howie hadn't had the declarative a couple minutes earlier.
Well, here's the bottom line, and we know the bottom line. If for some reason, I don't think it's going to happen, that the price for Watson, instead of 3 first-round picks, which is really the price, and not just the Eagles' 3 first-round picks, any team's 3 first-round picks, they may not be in the same year. If it comes down from 3 first-round picks, the Eagles will investigate the possibility. They'd be foolish not to. Now, he's got a lot of baggage, and you got to worry about that, but you hope he's learned his lesson. He's going to get suspended, so you understand that, probably 4 games next year. So you get all that, but he's 10 years in the future of a quarterback that's no worse than the 7th best quarterback in the league?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yep.
Yeah, so you got to look at that possibility. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't want Russell Wilson a little tiny bit. Nothing. I don't want him. I don't like him. I heard something he did when he was here last time. He held up the plane because he didn't like the food when they were here 2 years ago. I mean, come on, man. You're supposed to be the leader, and you're making these guys wait, flying back 6 hours. And he's on the downside of his career. So, now, is he still good? Yeah, I guess he's still good. But I think you got a short window with him.
Howard, would it be in the Eagles' best interest for Jonathan Gannon to get a head coaching job elsewhere?
You know, you guys, you bury this guy. All right, let's look at this game. He's without Sweat, who's got the most sacks, I believe, of any defensive lineman, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. Did Fletcher Cox play on Sunday?
Not well.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if he was out there.
Yeah, I agree.
So, okay. And then you got no Brandon Graham for, the whole season, basically. So now you're missing 3 of your previous pass rushers for this game. You can't blitz Brady. You've got to get it with the 4 down linemen because he'll kill you on the blitz. And then I don't think defense did a good job on the back end either. And part of that is quick passes, but but you're not getting the right. I mean, Ryan Kerrigan, get him out of here. Just because he had five sacks against a guy playing with one leg and a backup.
He wasn't even touched on. It was literally a freebie.
It was a joke.
Howard, let's get to Rager. I heard
but
you
so, reference. You know, so do you, let me just answer your question about Jonathan Gannon.
Yep.
I think he's a good coach. If he gets a head job, that's great for him. But for people to want him to be gone next year, I think is wrong.
Yep.
It's wrong.
Right.
I think he's a good defensive coach. And by the way, John, I do like Vic Fangio.
He's not as good as Vic Fangio.
I do like Vic Fangio, but I'm not ready to change. And then Vic Fangio, I think, ran a 3-4, right, with Denver? So you're going to now go into a season and change the scheme?
He does both. We ran a 3-4 this year in base.
Not as much, though.
In base, we were a 3-4 defense. Like, teams all do that. They all switch back and forth.
The point is, I do like Vic Fangio, and he'll get a job as a coordinator somewhere.
Howard, Rager, you think he will be back?
Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, you got to go into the third year with your first round pick. Yep, you got. And now it was a mistake, and I think everybody recognizes it that was a mistake. What he won't do, if he even gets back there once, I don't care if there's only 22 players on the team. I don't want him to return the punt. I want nobody back there. Just let the ball bounce.
I agree. Try to block it with 11 guys trying to block it.
Why is Michael Clay sort of getting off scot-free, the special teams coordinator for this team? Like, had to have some say in this, right?
Yeah, but he's got no – here's the bottom line. Who are your returners? Greg Ward, you're not going to break anything with Greg Ward, but he will catch the ball.
What about Boston Scott?
Boston Scott is okay, but – you probably need him. You want to make sure that you have him in your rotation of backs. Boston Scott's good once in a while.
They only played him six snaps on offense. It doesn't seem like they're that concerned.
Yeah, well, once you get behind, you're not going to run the ball a lot anyway. So
he catches well, too.
Here's what they got to do. Somewhere in that draft, third round, maybe fourth round, get a player that you know can also be a punt or kickoff return guy. I don't care where you get him. I don't care if you go down the street to the playground and find somebody. You got to get another punt and kickoff.
Howard, let me ask you this one. Howie yesterday early in the press conference, he was asked a really interesting question about positional value on defense. And Howie's response indicated that they have a philosophy that has made them successful as an organization. Was that code for don't expect a linebacker to be drafted in the first round?
It could be. The problem when you take a linebacker in the first round, linebackers don't get the money that defensive ends and defensive linemen get. That's your ends make the most money until the corners start developing and being pretty good. It's offensive and defensive line. It's the trenches. It's the old saying, but it's reality. I don't think they're going to take a linebacker in the I would be shocked if they took one in the first round. But they're going to get another linebacker. Although T.J. Edwards really did step up. But you got to get more. You certainly have to get more. Is it code? It's not going to be a first-round pick. But they'll get a linebacker somewhere. I mean, there might even be somebody good in the second round. So they'll get a linebacker somewhere.
I got a list of guys. I want just a quick back or not back. Back as an Eagle or not back.
Go ahead.
Brandon Brooks.
Will not be, in my opinion, will not be back.
Fletcher Cox.
That's a tough one, but I'm taking a shot that it's better than 50-50 that he will not be back.
Wow. Miles
That's
Sanders.
Just my opinion.
I understand. Yes.
Because you're starting to develop a young team, and he's not the same player. He was a really, really good player, but he's not that player anymore. So I'm saying better than 50-50 that he will not be back.
Miles Sanders.
I think he will be back. But earlier this season, I know his agent tried to work out a new deal with the Eagles, and they couldn't come close to something. But I think he will be back because he's still inexpensive, and he's still a good back when he's healthy.
Jordan Howard.
I think he'll be back.
Jason Kelsey.
You know what? I waver on that, and it's all about Jason. And you know, he's got a couple of kids now, and he was healthier this year. I'm leaning more and more, and the fact that Nick has asked him, and we heard Nick this morning, and you'll play the interview. You know, forget about the kegs of beer. I think he enjoyed himself this year. He enjoyed the coach, and that's important. If it wasn't a coach he would like, he would not be back. I think Jason Kelce will be back.
Brandon Graham.
He will be back.
Derek Barnett.
Will not be back.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
He will be back. Special teams guy.
Aaron Sipos.
You know what? You know what's funny? All of a sudden, he lost the, as Michael Clay said, he lost the drop. Did you know, I noticed.
Worst punt average in the NFL over the second half of the season.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. He's got to work on it. They'll bring another punter in, but I think he'll be back because he was good for a while. Do you notice after a while, he pooched punt when he wasn't even in the position when he shanked those punts early in the game? So I think he's trying to get his rhythm back and he'll work on it, but I think he'll be back.
All right. All three of these guys are free agents. Anthony Harris, Rodney McLeod, Steve Nelson. That's three quarters of our
secondary. I think two out of three will be back.
Okay.
And I don't think it'll be McLeod. I love Rodney.
Yeah.
And he's a great leader, but he's lost some speed there. It's just, you got to get younger players.
For the Rams for 4 years before he got here, and then he's been here for a while. He's had a terrific career.
He's a great guy.
Great dude.
And he's great in the locker room. But, you know, you got to move on. And Father Time always wins, except for Tom Brady because he's got those vitamins that nobody else has.
Howard, stay well, buddy. We will talk to you next week.
By the way, let me just leave you with this.
Yes.
I know people are excited, and he had 50 points, and that's great. And they got nothing else. But Jokic, 49, 14, and 10 against a team that wasn't a Division III team. They were the Clippers.
Well, yeah, it's too bad they only play twice a year because they're the two – well, those two and Anthony Davis are the three great big men in basketball.
Yep.
Anthony Davis only plays half the games.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Howard, stay well, man.
All right, you too. Stay safe.
There he is, the king. It is a shame they only play – I mean, I remember Barkley and Karl Malone when Barkley was here. They would only play twice a year. Because Karl Malone was in the Western Conference and Barkley was here. And so, you know, you only get those matchups so often. 215-592-9494. 1245 today. You'll hear in its entirety the interview. Nick Sirianni this morning with Angelo. That's in a half hour. Phone calls throughout the show on Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94WIP. Hey, let me tell you about an unbelievable company I'm a big fan of, Co-Pair. Do you want to feel healthier this year? Of course you do. You want to be healthier? Well, I know you do. We all want to be healthier. Co-Pair, I believe, can help you. Consider starting a program with Co-Pair, a company designed to help you lose weight and be your partner for total wellness. Co-Pair can provide you with food each week, specifically chosen for your diet, nutrition, and weight loss goals. Plus, they have personalized coaching. This is really cool. I talk to my coach, Kurt, once a week. We talk every Tuesday. He helps me better understand all sorts of stuff regarding food and exercise and just general nutrition and all sorts of stuff for better health. Kurt or other trained Co-Pair professionals can help you, and they can help you no matter where you are. And I know a lot of people these days are still at home a lot, and that's fine from the standpoint of being able to be engaged with Co-Pair because you don't have to go anywhere to do it. Food can be delivered to you. Information can be delivered to you all right there to your home. So check out CoPairHealth.com. CoPairHealth.com to see their website, all that they offer, and how you think it might work well for you. That's at CoPairHealth.com. Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, 94WIP, on this drizzly Thursday afternoon. Saw a little bit of snow out there earlier, but for the most part, it's been rain. Hope you're staying safe. Great day to stay indoors and listen to us here on WIP. 215-592-9494. Twitter poll question of the day. Which do you feel more about with Nick Sirianni as the Eagles head coach after his first season? A, encouraged, or B, discouraged? I'll say this briefly and then get right back to the phones. I am skeptical on Sirianni. That's where I am after year one. Skeptical. I honestly don't know if the Eagles have a good coach, a bad coach, an average coach. I don't know. I know this. I am more discouraged than encouraged. Maybe not dramatically so, but I am more encouraged. I am more discouraged than encouraged. Encouraged by the fact they went to the playoffs with a not great roster. Encouraged, of course, by the second half improvement, commitment to the run. Offense actually scored a pretty good amount of points, given that they didn't have a great quarterback and great wide receiver play. That's an accomplishment. I think the players generally seem to play hard for him. That's all good stuff. I'm discouraged by, I thought, his lack of understanding of his team to start the season, which put him in a hole. He did not have them offensively prepared to run the ball early, which was a mistake. I think he probably had a bad training camp. He didn't beat a good team at any point this season. Got crushed in the end by Tampa. That wasn't good. Unwilling to adjust against Tampa in a meaningful way. That wasn't good. I thought there was mismanagement as the head coach of the defensive coordinator. I thought Gannon, for the most part, did a poor job. And he continued to play Reagor. And I just can't understand or get over that. So the ledger to me is mixed. And this segment right now, by the way, brought to you by Meineke. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads and shoes. Meineke for tires, brakes, and batteries, exhaust systems, and more. Meineke doing car care right. The ledger clearly is mixed. I'm just skeptical is the most basic way I can put it. John?
Well, you should be skeptical of the players that Nick Sirianni had to work with in many cases. I think, first and foremost, the fact that this team was able to stay together under his guidance was impressive. They play hard for him. They like him. He, you know, in today's world, it's not as easy as it once was to be a head coach and demand of players, demand of these guys.
Look at
what
Bruce.
You
look at Bruce Arians. He got fined $50,000 yesterday.
Yeah, how about that?
You know, I mean, so it's a different world out there.
It is a different world, and he seems to somehow know how to bridge the gap. You know, he communicates well with the old heads. He communicates well with the young guys. I think that means a lot in today's NFL. I love the fact that he adapted. I love the fact that we're now a running football team. You know, I don't love the fact that it's out of necessity, which is, you know, our quarterback doesn't always know what he's looking at and doesn't throw the ball accurately enough, and we don't have good receivers. But, hey, we did what we had to do against really bad teams to make the playoffs, and you got to give Nick Sirianni credit in that regard.
Where do you stand with Sirianni after year one? Good coach, bad coach, not sure? You tell us. 215-592-9494. Plus, Sirianni coming on. Well, came on earlier the show, the day, I should say, the station with Angelo this morning. That full interview in its entirety, 12:45 today. Sirianni with Angelo from this morning. Hear that full interview coming up in about 20 minutes. Let's go to the phones. Neil in North Jersey is with us. Hey, Neil.
Gentlemen, thanks as always for taking my call. I greatly appreciate it.
Sure, Neil.
Our pleasure.
You know, Joe, I hope the banana segment makes the drop of the week, because that was some classic material you had out there. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't know where Howard Eskin gets the idea that Jonathan Gannon is a good defensive coordinator. What evidence do you have that this guy did anything of minimal creativity this year that would lend any credence to that? The
well,
answer is
yeah, but Neil, I will say this, and I'm a Gannon doubter, but even the biggest doubter has to recognize he did not have much to work with. When I went on that Denver radio station yesterday, they asked me about Gannon. I said, look, guys, he might have only had about five guys on the team that deserved to start. So it makes
probably
it difficult to evaluate him when he just didn't have – I mean, why didn't they blitz more? He probably thought Alex Singleton, T.J. Edwards, Rodney McLeod, and Harris – were not going to be effective blitzers from the linebacker and safety spots. He didn't believe,
you know what,
that they would be good at it. So,
like,
he didn't blitz them.
It is fair. Just like I'm going to give Nick Sirianni some credit, he wasn't allowed to play these guys in the preseason to truly evaluate whether, you know, what they could do, what they were good at. We do have to say the same thing about Jonathan Gannon. Like, these guys, they're flying blind at the beginning of the year. Jonathan Gannon, once upon a time, thought that we could get there with four.
Yeah.
And it's because of, I don't know, basically what they'd put on tape from previous seasons.
Yeah, he misevaluated.
They were new coaches new players,
totally.
And they weren't allowed to play the players.
Well,
so that is a problem.
And the good players we have are on the other side of 30. Fletcher Cox, Darius Slay.
Yeah,
I mean, the older talent is, you know, and if Fletcher Cox is, and I, that's the one thing I think Howard said that was right. He might not, probably won't be on this team. I just think him and Darius Slay, to me, is just on the other side of 30. He makes too much money. The draft has to be for you know, the three defensive players that are going to come in and be impact players. The question for you is this. I'm just curious your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sirianni, quite frankly, is a question mark. I give him credit, though he was late to the party, to adjust to a running style offense. But I think at the end of the day, you have to look at it like this. You know, he knows as well as everybody else that Jalen Reagor and Arcega Whiteside are not NFL quality players. And if you only can throw to two guys, you know, Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert, it's going to limit your game plan no matter how good or bad your quarterback is.
No question about it. No question.
So my question is this, and I mean twofold. What is the selling point for getting another quarterback to come in? So let's say they trade for somebody. Yep. Well, and listen, anywhere Deshaun Watson goes is better than the Texans, or that we know. Russell Wilson, you know, Rodgers probably is.
I got you. So selling point, and what's the second question?
Yeah, and my second question is this. Do you think, if let's say we added an Allen Robinson and we add or a big-time receiver in the draft, if Jalen Hurts does not show pocket improvement, is he done in Philadelphia?
All right, so, Neil, we'll answer those questions in a second. Give us something that's back. What do you got?
Oh, the Sex in the City is back.
Oh, sure.
Just like that.
Yeah, and just like that, Mr. Big died. But you're right, Sex in the City is back.
I can't believe you spoiled that for everybody.
Well, no, but we addressed this a couple weeks
ago. I know we did. I'm going back to that moment. I can't believe all those people, all those big Sex in the City fans out there, devastated.
I mean, I said it like a month after it happened. I mean, it wasn't like I said it the day.
I didn't know it happened.
Yeah, I didn't either. Well, I was definitely going to watch that. And now,
John, were you going to watch Sex in the City?
No, I wasn't going to watch it. I'm kidding.
Plus, you don't have Kim Cattrall on the show. So, I mean, what's the point?
Great question.
You know? John, can you name the other three actresses?
No.
Seltzer?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, I know her.
Okay.
I don't know.
The one who ran
Cynthia
for,
Nixon?
Cynthia Nixon? For Congress or governor or whatever.
The brunette, of course, is my favorite. Cause
what's her name?
She's Girl Next Door.
I definitely know. Kristen Davis?
Kristen Davis.
Boom.
Very, very good.
I guess we did better at that than
good
we
job,
fellas. Hey, you know what I'm really, really blown away by?
What's that?
This new idea that I like, that we're going to draft three, you know, defensive players on that in this year's draft if we get that far with these draft picks without having them burn that hole in our pocket and get rid of them for a quarterback. Everyone seems to think that suddenly our defense is like just automatically going to be good because I think of what happened in Dallas.
Yeah, I know.
Where they, you know, they got a great cornerback. They got a great pass rushing linebacker.
You got a generational player.
Yeah.
I don't know about Diggs. He's okay.
Well, he had double digit interceptions.
Yeah, but he got beat a lot this year.
All right. I'll take it.
Well, there's a lot of impact. Yeah,
we got a guy with how many? 11 picks?
Like, I agree.
A lot of picks.
I
agree with you. Most rookies don't come close to that.
It's crazy. Yeah. Second year. Look at the rookies we've taken over the last, I don't know, let's look at back to 2018.
Okay.
No, actually, let's look back to 2017. Well, anyway, I'll go through. Name them.
Yep.
Milton Williams looks like he might have potential, but we didn't even see that until the end of this season.
Mm-hmm.
Not a game changer. Zach McPherson, have no idea.
Didn't play, yep.
We got Tua Pelotu.
Well, forget the
Taron Jackson.
The early picks. Davion Taylor probably will start on this defense next year. He was starting in training camp, had some injuries. I'm a little worried about his durability.
I don't think he will start. I think they will have an upgrade.
It was also one of those things where
they're planning on him starting.
Well, the injury happened. It was like, all right, we'll see him in a few weeks. And then he was just never played again.
They
that was kind of a weird one, right?
To have him start next to T.J. Edwards. You can mark my words.
No, I think they'll try to upgrade. If they can't, then he would start.
They have so many other places to upgrade.
They have a lot.
They like him.
Okay.
Kayvon Wallace seems like he's probably not going to be that guy.
Yep.
Sharif Miller.
Yeah, disaster. I know.
Not on the team anymore.
I get it, John.
Avante Maddox is like the only guy who's come in and really played
and produced.
And Josh Sweat.
Look,
and that was 2018.
Look, I agree with you. And you take a broader look at Eagles history. Let's go first rounders. I mean, the reality is big time impact first rounders on the Eagles on defense have been few and far between. Fletcher Cox was very good as a rookie. I wouldn't say he was truly game wrecker, but you knew right away this guy's good. Now, Michael Kendricks in the second round, ironically, looked even better as a rookie than Fletcher Cox. I mean, you want to go back to a guy like Broderick Bunkley or Mike Patterson, mid part of the 2000s. They were okay. They certainly weren't great. I mean, Mike Patterson was solid. Broderick Bunkley was a disappointment. So to your point, John, even if you use the three first round picks on defensive players, it is no surefire that the defense suddenly is like on fire.
I cannot imagine three guys coming in and playing and succeeding right away as rookies. It is almost
and
impossible.
Much less like everyone's just assuming there'll be three good players eventually.
Hey,
like
hey.
They can miss on all of them. We don't know. Yeah,
everyone seems to think next year's defense is going to be awesome rookie laden.
By the way, there's no chance they're using three picks on defensive players. We all know that,
first
right?
First off, like,
no chance.
I don't like anything that's been said in the last 4 minutes. Let me, as an Eagles fan, dream the dream. Let me dream the dream.
I want N'Kobe Dean from Georgia, and there's no chance we're getting him, and it kills my soul.
All right, let's talk to Tyrone in Middletown. Yo, Tyrone.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, Tyrone.
Good morning, Tyrone. Good afternoon.
Oh, it's 12:32, my bad.
There you go.
I listened to the press conference yesterday. I liked several things, but first I'll say Nick Sirianni, I think he has the makings of a very good coach. And personally, I gave him an A for the year. And I noticed that in the media, a lot of people were down on him from the press conference in the very beginning. But I think that he's shown growth, similar to Doug Peterson in that. As an NFL coach in particular, you know, you have such
– You know where it gets hard, though, Tyrone, when you lose?
Because
Doug got worse at it when the team got bad again in his final year, and that's when he started looking ridiculous again. I mean, the reality is when you win – Sirianni, part of why he got better in the final 2 months, it got easier. They were winning games.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when I was a kid, when my little CYO team used to lose, I would be angry for the entire weekend.
Yeah. How would your coach do in those post-game press conferences in CYO basketball?
Well, he would just say, play hard. You could have done this. You could have done this. Work on your left hand.
Did the media let him off on that one? I'm joking around, Tyrone. Listen, Tyrone, I play CYO also. I love CYO basketball, man. That was good stuff. Yeah.
Do you think you could beat Tyrone?
Tyrone, could I beat you in a game of one-on-one?
Right now, sure.
How old are you?
I'm old enough. I'm getting ready to turn. I'm 64.
Oh, you got Joe easy.
No, I would crush
you, Tyrone. I think Tyrone, you can beat you.
I would bet on Tyrone. I've never even seen him play.
Nah.
Tyrone, you got to remember, I got kicked out of a CYO basketball game, man. I played dirty. Give me something that's back.
You're terrifying,
so
Jeff.
Fearful sounding.
Tyrone, give me something that's back. What do you got?
Pardon me?
Huh?
What was that?
What's back? Give me a great answer. Something back.
Well, can I elaborate, make one more point about Howie and what I saw with him and Sirianni? I like the fact that they appeared to be developing as a team and that they were in sync with each other in lockstep. And I think going forward with how they feel about Jalen and the developmental stages of the various players, I think that's indicative of a unit that has a full grasp of what the task is at hand.
Yeah,
I think it's much improved, Tyrone, because one of the biggest knocks that I have on Howie is his inability to promote harmony within the departments of that you know, NovaCare building.
Yeah.
It does seem like they're getting along, at least, and it's early, but they seem to be of one mind.
All right, Tyrone, something that's back. What do you got?
I think the Eagles are back.
The Eagles. All right, Tyrone. Appreciate that phone call. John, wouldn't you love to have video of me getting kicked out of that CYO game? You think anyone out there has video? Me getting up from that pile and firing that basketball at that kid?
I'm guessing we would have come out by now.
I can't believe that would be an ejectable offense.
No, it was ejectable. Yeah. I mean, I fired the basketball.
Yeah, you're not, you got to really crack down on sportsmanship at that age.
You can't. I mean, 16 years old, you fire a basketball guy, you got to get kicked out of the game. I mean, he kicked me. They didn't see it, so then I said, heck with you, buddy. I'm throwing the ball
at you. It's
always
the second guy, Joe.
It is.
Yeah.
Seltzer, talk to me. What do you got in there?
Interesting nugget, a name we talked about a ton early on with the Ben Simmons thing that has not come back up. Brian Windhorst is reporting that Bradley Beal has made it clear he does not plan to sign an extension with Washington. So you would think that means maybe he's a little bit more gettable than we thought he was.
You would think. I agree with you. Yeah. Well, that is interesting. And all right, well, factor that in. That is notable. And
notable's the word.
And here's the thing. For those, and I've been critical of Daryl Morey waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, but there has been a purpose. I mean, it's not because he wants to wait. It's because he is hoping that a player...
He wants a player like Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
Shakes free, as they say.
Shakes free from the tree of disgruntled NBA players. Get me out of here! So... maybe it swings around to his advantage. Let's talk to Mike right now. Hey, Mike.
Sounds like it might be.
It sounds like it could be. We'll see.
This is big news.
It's potentially big news. I need a little more before I'm ready to. I mean, first off, we don't know that the Wizards would want Ben Simmons.
Truth.
I mean, if they put Bradley Beal out there, they could go in 10 different directions.
Okay, yeah, maybe they sure. want Tobias
there will be,
and Matisse.
There will be offers for Bradley Beal is the point. Yeah, no doubt.
And some of those offers will be, we'll give you 3 first-rounders and 3 pick swaps.
Bradley Beal, best friends from Jason Tatum as a kid. The Jaylen Brown rumors, Jaylen Brown for Bradley Beal. I think that's a more appealing type of trade.
Right. Now
if
then,
they want to do that.
Then if that's the case, then maybe you do swing around into the 3-way trade, and then Jaylen Brown comes here and some
– in –
Well, actually, wait, in that scenario, where does Ben go? Oh, the Wizards.
Who cares?
No, I'm just trying to figure I don't know. I'm just saying.
Get Ben out of here.
China.
Yeah. China.
Please. Yeah, right, that's not far enough.
Mike in New York. Michael.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Doing great, Mike.
Very good. So, Sirianni, I'm still very glad he's my coach. You know, there's still some pain from Sunday. You know, my optimism definitely took a little bit of a hit. But overall, he's changed. He's been a nice change to the culture, the way he relates with the other men, the way he interacts with them. There's a lot of good there. I do need to see a lot of improvement. You know, I think, John, you mentioned this before, that you want him to be a little bit more of an authoritarian. I agree, because also – as these veterans start to flee from the locker room, and, you know, Nick is going to have to be less of one of the guys and more of, you know, the adult in that room. I think he's aided very nicely right now with all the veterans. Yeah.
I was also, Mike, we're going to play the full interview here coming up shortly of Sirianni and Angelo this morning. I was a little not thrilled at one point when he referenced, I try to look. It was something like I try to look for the good in a player. And I'm thinking, I mean, I know he needs to, because he needs to understand, if I have this player, how do I utilize him? But I also want him to be real about the bad of a player. I mean, Rager should not have been on the field. He should have seen that the bad so outweighs the good. Don't play him.
I agree. And he knows the bad. You know, I think.
But he kept playing him. I mean, Rager played a ton in a playoff game last week. That's unacceptable.
And why is it that you think that's exclusively on Nick Sirianni?
Like, because he's the head coach, and I will hold him accountable.
He signed on here. In part because he knew he was signing away some of his power to Howfrey.
I don't like it. Mike, go ahead, man.
You know, in addition to that, I mean, look, there's only so much he can say publicly. I'm hoping that the discussions behind the scenes are a little different, to your point.
Yep.
I do need to see better play calling next year and better use of his players. At some point, again, I hope there's a day where you guys are just talking about the running backs, because I'm still beside myself that Boston Scott got one touch on Sunday.
Six snaps.
You know, Boston goes straight forward. The line goes straight forward. Miles gets the ball. It's an RPO. It's a slow developing play against 7 guys in the box. It made no sense. And I really hope Nick can evolve from that, because that alone was my biggest concern.
Look, Miles never breaks a tackle, and Boston Scott actually breaks tackles. I mean, it's really amazing. I think they misread that one. Mike, give me something that's back.
But what? Just one more thing. If I just want to touch on Howie very quickly, you know, I heard nothing definitive that he's in Jalen's court for next year. I think Howie, if you take a step back and try to put yourself in his shoes, you know, being general manager, he's saying what he needs to say. That you know, he's the guy. We're doing everything. What I picked up on was how he was asked, how do you improve him? Well, you know, he said about improving Jalen by improving the players around him. And, like, that's a no-duh statement, but it's not the real answer. Because the real answer, and what I want to see in the offseason, this will tell me how much they are devoted to Jalen and how much, you know, they think that he could be the guy. Get him a specialist in the offseason. All these quarterback specialists, you know, Ray Diddy mentioned it yesterday.
Yep.
If they don't do that in the offseason, and they're just going to rely on Nick, who's only worked.
Well, they don't even get to work with him, so the specialist is key, because they're not even allowed to work with him for a couple months. Mike, something that's back. What do you got?
Right, this one's very near and dear to my heart, because it's a company I worked for, first company I worked for, and they went belly up, bankrupt in 1996.
What is it? Mike, we got to move on. What is it?
Oh. It's Marvel Comics.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Were they ever gone?
Oh, they were gone for, like, a while, yeah.
Okay. I guess that could be a big
answer. I mean, like, certainly.
Okay, I guess that's a really big answer.
That's a huge resurgence. I don't know how gone they were. I mean, they were still putting out comic books.
But that's okay. I mean, you know, the record player still exists.
They did go bankrupt. He's right. They went like bankrupt in 1996 or whatever.
Yeah, that is a very good answer then, even though it's not my thing, I recognize. Hey, coming up, Sirianni with Angelo, touching on a wide array of issues related to the Eagles with the season over. What Sirianni had to say, the full interview, you'll hear it next on 94 WIP. The NFL playoffs are in full gear, and everyone can get in on the action with a risk-free bet on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It does not matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. All customers get up to $10 back if your same-game parlay does not win. Same-game parlays, of course, let you combine bets from multiple bets from one matchup for a big payout. Plus, you can combine bets that include the money line, point spread, player stats, and so much more. It's all there for you with same-game parlays with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP. If you already have an account, just place your risk-free same-game parlay bet on any divisional round game to qualify. New customers also can sign up today using promo code HAMMER. Promo code HAMMER to get your first bet risk-free. That means, plus, if it's your first time betting on FanDuel, you can enjoy 30-to-1 odds. Turn a $5 bet into a $150 win. That's when you use promo code HAMMER, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.